You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Thanks so much for joining me. I'm on a mission to defeat the drama. Drama zaps energy and steals focus, so let's defeat it now. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about let their why be the reason, not the justification. And these are going to be tools you can use in leadership and in life. So what do I mean by all this? So I can't tell you how many times I've worked with clients who are struggling through challenges with a person who's making poor choices. So whether it's in their life or at work as a leader, and generally the conversation morphs into a guessing game style diagnosis of why. Why someone isn't showing up for work on time, why the person is so angry, why someone's not making a commitment or following through on their word. And often my response is to say, stop! Stop using your energy and creative reasoning to make guesses about the root cause of another's choices. Sometimes the why just doesn't matter. Too often we get into diagnosing why and feel like we'll tolerate the bad behavior until it's better. We focus on trying to fix a situation that's completely out of our control and suffer the consequences of those poor choices while we try to figure it all out. Meanwhile, we can't even make a difference. We treat their why as a justification for the behavior and decide to take no action. The why is the reason it's happening, but in most instances, it shouldn't be treated as a justification for continuing. At some point, you must put your focus where you do have control. Accept what is so and take action from there. So if the person who cannot manage their anger is taking it out on you, it's not your job to figure out why they're having outbursts. The more important place to put your energy is in mustering the strength to set healthy boundaries and stop tolerating the behavior. If an employee is habitually late, it's not your job as their boss to figure out why and remove the barriers for them. You're also not required to accommodate the tardiness. Set clear expectations with consequences that you'll follow through on and see if they can make the adjustments to do what's right. Putting a job at risk changes the stakes and often results in a change in behavior. So certainly I recommend that you analyze the situation to determine whether there's any other action that you can take to make it better. So poke around and see what's in your control. Are you contributing to the negative situation in any way? Is any part of it in your control? Have you communicated your feelings, made a request for change? Have you set those expectations and been clear about the consequences so that they're making informed decisions? So don't leave your colleague in the world of assumptions. State the facts. Let them know where they stand at work. Is their job in jeopardy? Are you starting to lose faith in them? Do you no longer trust them? Give them the opportunity to make the right choice. Beyond that, your job is done. So put your energy into focusing on what is so rather than why it is there. Then get into action with what's in your control to make the situation better today. Don't be that leader who's stuck with the bad behavior, focusing your energy on trying to figure out why and what steps they should take to fix it. Instead, just accept what is so and get in action today. So if you have one of those situations right now, figure out what's in your control. Stop putting all of your creative energy into figuring out why they're doing, what their motives are, what their concerns are, what their personal challenges are, and instead focus on this is how it is. Based on what's so, what do I need to do about it for my business, for my customers, for the rest of my employees? So those are the steps for today. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, make it a great day. The show notes are, as always, are available. Go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site and find the episode number 30. You can also subscribe to this podcast from there, leave a review and connect with me. You know, if you need additional help in any way in your life or in leadership, contact me. Let's see how I can help. There's a contact form right on the site. So until next time, make it a great day, and thanks for joining me on this mission to defeat the drama.